Wednesday, October 12th, 2011, from Oroville, where patches of blue sky break through an overcast sky after an early morning rain. Here are some announcements, news, and an interview with Orovillian Diana, journalist with the monthly publication Oroville Today, expressing her enthusiasm for the recent Oroville Film Festival 2011. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Malenka.
So, would you like to talk a little bit about the Oroville Film Festival, your part in it, part perhaps that Oroville Today played?
Well, we're going to write about it, hopefully either put it on the front page cover or double page spread inside. But I personally thought it was remarkable. It was, well, it was a festival, which was so nice, and especially the first day I came up and all the stage was decorated so beautifully, and the colours and the music. It was a festival, and that's how film festivals are. It's just not about films. And the way it's expanded this year, it's gone over to Sadhana Forest and the live radio and so many other things. I thought it was just remarkable. I mean, how they organised it and set it up, I just don't know, because as a member of the public, it was just too much for me to watch. Never even mind to set up. And people were going around boggle-eyed with all these films. I thought it was remarkable. And they are a pair of heroes, Krishna. They're discussing the next one already. And I was so moved at the closing ceremony when Du Dien. I'll never forget that. He said, "You must watch Babies." And I said, "Babies? What's it?" "Oh, Babies, the film." And he said how remarkable it was. And it was beautiful how he just came up with that. But the diversity was just amazing, because when you really think about what is human nudity, it's remarkably difficult. We all have a sort of vague idea. But Krishna and Marco, they were saying, just to put an appeal in news and notes to ask for people's opinions of films that reflected human unity. And then when they had to write more about human unity, that without quoting Shubindo and Mother and the Aurobindian philosophy, they realized how remarkable, how difficult it is to do that. Speaking for myself, I sort of thought about it for 5 minutes and then thought, oh, I can't think of any really, and so sort of gave up. So they plugged into AVI Holland and Germany. So eventually they got 70 films suggested. They weeded it down to 50. Then they had to find people who were willing to sit on their bums and watch 50 films. So that took a long time. And they said everything took a long time, because how many people can sit for hours, you know, with a busy schedule, never mind want to, and they watch 3 films a day before it even started. But they said everything took steps. And what was interesting, Stitching Desire, never say that word, there's no funds coming for them next week, next year, or year after next. So Marco's heading up to Delhi to try to get some money. What was amazing, until 3 or 4 weeks before the festival started, they had no funds. The money didn't come. But they just plugged on and on and on, and suddenly the money came. So the whole thing was a miracle. It just sounds so stressful. And it was exhausting enough watching the films without having to set them up.
Well, stressful or not, it sounds as though you enjoyed it.
It was terrific. They'll now have Krishna said, they'll have a corpus of films on human unity. You know, a bucket full, a body, a corpus of them. In the future, maybe it could go to other film festivals. That would be good, to do outreach that way. But without the money, without the volunteers, they all keep saying, we need more people. You know, SAS is trying to train people. It's like everything in Oroville. We need more people.
If we want peace on Earth, we need to get an idea of what peace is, was an announcement on the recent Oroville seminar, Renewable Townships of Tomorrow, and it moved former Orovillian Marvel to send us from France a copy of the book on Tamera Community in Portugal, published a year ago. More than 30 years ago, a team of pioneers around psychoanalyst Dr. Dieter Dumm, theologian Sabine Lichtenfels, and physicist Charlie Rainier Ehrenpreis came together to create a model for a future world society in which peace would be manifest and experienced. This led to the foundation of Peace Research Tamera in the Alentejo in Portugal, 1995, with its international network. The book gives an insight into the current status of this project based on three key areas: permaculture, water landscape, solar technology, and peace education. Now, the similarities between the various characters involved in the project and Oroville's residents are quite obvious. The book has been given to the Laboratory of Evolution and can be borrowed from there. In 2004, 13 indigenous women from all four corners of the earth, moved by their concern for our planet, came together at a historic gathering where they decided to form an alliance, the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. A film for the next seven generations is their story. Shot on location in the Amazon rainforest, the mountains of Mexico, North America, and at a private meeting with the Dalai Lama in India, reveals what happens when these wise women unite. This film documents their unparalleled journey and timely perspectives on a timeless wisdom. Their mission statement is, "We, the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers, represent a global alliance of prayer, education, and healing for our Mother Earth and all her inhabitants, and for the next seven generations to come. We believe the teachings of our ancestors will light the way through an uncertain future, and we look to further our vision through the realization of projects that protect our diverse cultures, lands, medicines, languages, and ceremonial ways of prayer, and through these to educate and nurture the children." Orovillian Abbey attended a three-day event with these women and hopes they will sit in council in Oroville next year. More about the film can be found at www.forthenextsevengenerations.com/home, and the film will be shown at Cinema Paradiso Wednesday, 14th of October. And here are some words of the mother from 1951 on slavery. "No law can liberate women unless they liberate themselves. What makes them slaves is attraction towards the male and his strength, desire for home life and its security, and attachment to motherhood. If women free themselves from these three slaveries, they will truly be the equal of men. But men also have three slaveries: spirit of possession, attachment to power and domination, sexual desire, and the attachment to the small comforts of married life. If men can rid themselves of these three slaveries, they can truly become the equal of women." You've been listening to Oroville Radio. Malanka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, Yahlom, and Tanya. Comments and questions may be directed to oroville radio.org, and we thank you for listening.